Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. This is one of my Sunday reflections, and this is the last day on the questions that I use in the podcast, on the five questions, the five basic questions that I use. And it's quite fascinating, this one. So the question is, what is the meaning of life for you? And it's always the last question I ask every single guest. And the whole podcast is kind of building up to that point. And sometimes people are, when we have a pre-conversation, some people are a bit frightened of the question. They kind of go, oh, I'm not sure about how I'm going to answer that. And go, well, always answer in the moment. It sometimes works out best that way. So, but where did it come from? So look, when this podcast started, bear in mind, I had the idea for this podcast in around, it was probably around March, April in 2017, which was about a month after my father died. So I was grieving my father's leaving, although I was happy that he'd gone. He didn't need to stay. I think I've had this conversation many times. And I was grieving more the lack of communication with him towards the end. I was grieving that there was nothing from him to say anything. So I was grieving that aspect of it. And I was also grieving the sadness, the fact that he had not done anything with the last 5 years of his life. You know, he wasn't poor. He had all this money in the bank, which I'm very thankful he did. But at the same token, he could have done stuff with that money. He could have travelled. He could have done all sorts of things with that. And he chose not to. He chose to allow his life to get smaller. And one of the issues, I think, that the conclusion I came out of it was that I was recognised that he'd given up. He had lost the motivation, the will, the desire to do anything in life. And I noticed those qualities in me and I could really see them. And so it was like, well, what is the answer to this? Where does the answer come from? And that's how the podcast was created. And so the big question is what's the meaning? What's it all for? And as I have explored this over the last 2 years, it's interesting that my thinking around it has shifted slightly. Well, has it shifted? I guess I've clarified what I was thinking about it. So let's run that through a little bit. So my perspective is, once upon a time, certainly in my parents' day, you know, when they were growing up and when they were, and certainly to some extent when I was growing up, organized religion, in my country, Christianity, was a bigger part of daily life. And I'm not saying it was anything that, I mean, it wasn't a big part of our daily life, but it certainly was my mother's. And it was certainly a part of, certainly was a part of humanity's life. So the point is, with organized religion, you have this sense that there is a purpose, God's purpose. When that religion started to wane and disappear, people lost their purpose, they had to find it for themselves. And that's why over the last 30, 40 years, 50 years, we've had this explosion of kind of searching for meaning. And that is why I think that last question, what's the meaning of life, is so valid. So what is the... because we get out of bed every day to do stuff. And without some reason to do it, what is the point? And that's the thing, isn't it? What is the point? Why get up and do it? And most people will, rather than think about that big idea, will explore it from a perspective of, oh, well, okay, I've got family. It's about family. It's about this. It's about that. They'll pick on something which they can handle, and that becomes their meaning. And to some extent, I did the same. I mean, my son is now turned 18 last week, and I'm recognising what a shift that is. He has been one of my reasons for being here for the last, however many years, 18 years. Hi guys, I've suddenly recognised, I can see it's Lorraine, I can recognise your image in the corner. Nice to see you. Happy birthday for yesterday. And it's my birthday today, which is interesting that I'm doing this on my birthday. So this thing about the meaning of life, we have to find what it is. And I ask all the guests the same question. And I think as I get older, it gets harder and harder to determine what it is, why we do this stuff. Why do I do this stuff? I got up this morning. I said, okay, I'm 57 this morning. And the house is quiet. I was awake at 6 this morning. No one else is about. And so I got up and I did a morning routine. And I'm finding that I have to have these routines, because if I don't have them, my day becomes unstructured. So today was yoga and a workout straight after. So does that give me meaning? Where's the meaning in that? Well, the meaning in that those workouts is to keep my body healthy so that I can do other stuff. So I have connected a meaning to that stuff, and it makes me feel good. So is that the meaning of life? Feel good. Interesting, isn't it? When we start unpacking this idea, what the meaning of life might be. So I ask, as I said, I've asked over 100 people this question, and I urge you to answer it yourself. What is the meaning of life for you? It is such an amazing question. And the one thing that has come out of all of the podcasts I've done, the one kind of thing, there were a couple of people that were very God-based, their meaning of life was about God in from their perspective. But the majority of people all came up with love or with family or with other things around growth, around helping others. They all came up with a different solution, but was roughly connected. And one of the phrases that I use sometimes, which I think really holds it for me, is this idea of like, the meaning of life is, there isn't one. Life has absolutely no meaning whatsoever, other than the meaning that you choose to give it. And that's why it is so exciting. That's why this journey is so amazing, because it's up to us to give our life the meaning and the purpose and the focus and the something. Because when we give it that, said he getting emotional, when we give it that, we give other people permission to do the same. Other people get to see us living our life in such a way, and they get to explore it themselves in such a way. And I hadn't expected to get emotional in this conversation today. That's really strange. But I think I've touched on something in myself which is quite valid. So for me, at this time in my life now that one of my meanings has left or is leaving, which I actually find very emotional when I talk about that, is to share this story, is to share more of the stories that I meet with people, is to bring this message to more people. Answer your five questions. We covered the five questions the last few weeks. It's the purpose, it's the success, it's contribution, it's the question, the one question, and finally, meaning, the meaning of life. When we answer those five questions for ourselves, when we can get up every day and know that we will take those things forward in our life in that day, then we justify our place in the world, maybe. I don't know if we do that. But because, you see, I need to be careful there, don't I? Because some people choose to do a small life. They choose to do something which is not the big picture. They choose to do something which is more about them and about something small. And that's just as valid. That's just as valid as doing the big. So I'm going to leave it with you, really, because, said he, wiping his eyes at this point, because I am actually quite emotional in this conversation, and I need to go away and work out why I got so emotional, I think, in a way. So going back to that, I leave it with you, because I would love to know what you think, what the meaning of life is for you. Because I think there's value in this, and if we can really distill it down to what it means, we get a better journey. That's basically it, really. When you know what the meaning of life is and you explore it, you have a better journey on the route to when it ends. Anyway, it's my Sunday reflection for the day. And
the next podcast will be out on Wednesday. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and I will catch you later.